Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. My guest today is Jed Crasher, County Council Member Jed Crasher in the 11th Ward. And Jed is here to talk about the sale of the Palace Theater because he's been a vocal opponent of this sale. So, Jed, good afternoon. Let's start with an overview of how we got to this point right now.
Well, first, thanks for having me on, Cynthia. It's always a pleasure. This deal, as far as selling the Palace Theater, was first presented to the public and the council back in the summer. And the idea then was to sell the Palace Theater for at or pretty close to $1. And that idea was floated around to the council in a sort of unofficial way. It was floated in the public domain. And people, and most of the council, I would say, included, immediately took issue with that, particularly Council Member Commisso Robinson and myself. That was just a clearly obscene deal to sell such an asset, taxpayer-owned asset, for $1. So it kind of died off for several months, and it recently reemerged, no doubt for political reasons, to give Kathy Sheehan a talking point on the campaign trail if she decides to run for re-election. So here we are with the issue once again reemerging and a new deal emerging as far as how much to sell the palace for. So the new deal before the council that was ultimately and unfortunately approved by the mayor's majority on the council is a 30-year zero-interest financing arrangement, $750,000 over 30 years, which amounts to $25,000 annually over that 30-year period. As I said, after it died out, sort of the issue kind of went dormant for a few months. It recently reemerged, went through the committee process. Minimal discussion as far as post-committee, which the way things usually work, contrary to what the alternative facts that were presented at the council meeting, is that when a piece of legislation is moved out of committee, the whole idea is to then move it to the full council for consideration. And clearly the intent of council leadership, who does nothing but rubber stamp the will of the mayor, wanted to rush this through, and that's exactly what they did on Monday night.
So there was just you, Frank Commisso Jr., and Mark Robinson, who didn't like this whole thing. And there were 12 members who voted, you know, for it.
Yes.
Now, those 12 members, besides me and many other people and you, know that there's a fiscal problem in the city of Albany. Why would they want to do something like this when it might hurt taxpayers even more?
Sure. Well, nobody, myself included, is under the impression that selling the Palace Theater and doing so in a fair and equitable way is going to be some kind of a miracle for our brutal financial situation, mainly that's been made significantly worse by Kathy Sheehan. The point of the main point of contention with this particular deal that is selling the Palace Theater is that taxpayers currently, at least for the time being, own that building. Therefore, we as county council members have a responsibility to be good stewards of that taxpayer-owned facility. And the rationale that was presented over and over again, the talking points that were parroted over and over again by the mayor's majority on the common council, is that, this building's got millions and millions of dollars worth of repairs, and This is a burden, it's a liability, and we need to unload this liability ASAP. Well, unfortunately, most of these council members, it would seem, either completely disregarded the appraisals conducted by the palace or didn't read them at all. So let me say this another way. There's no doubt that the Palace Theater needs repairs. And yes, those repairs are in the millions of dollars. A couple of issues there. One is that when you speak to some of these council members who voted in favor of it, they act as if this building is ready to fall down. This hyperbolic statement was made during the debate that the roof, God forbid, the roof falls on those who are attending a show. I have seen zero evidence to indicate that there is some sort of imminent structural danger at the Palace Theater. If there were, they would not be holding shows there. I mean, just patently, demonstrably absurd, the argument that somehow, some way, the roof of the Palace Theater is on the brink of collapse. But yet, again, many council members kept parroting that talking point at Monday night's council meeting. Point being is that these repairs do need to be made over a period of time. They don't need to be made right away. And also, the city did not engage in its own independent engineering analysis of the facility. They put that on the palace. The palace bought, paid for an engineering study that arguably exaggerated how bad the situation is at the palace as far as the repairs. But also, when you're doing an appraisal, there are a host of factors to take into consideration. One of those is, arguably is the current state of the building, of course, structurally, the repairs that need to be made. But you also have to look at the market. You have to look at what properties, similar properties, are selling for. You have to look at the location, the prime location that the palace is situated in. So there were two appraisals done, and the two appraisals that were paid for by the palace were actually in significant disagreement. One appraisal had it pegged at $600,000, and the other appraisal had the palace pegged at about $1.15 million. So that's a significant valley between those two appraisals, and there was disagreement about how exactly to measure the worth of the Palace Theater, even among those two appraisal entities. So the deal that was presented to the council, the $750,000 over 30 years, when you think about it and you actually use some economic common sense and financial common sense, you realize something very quickly. $750,000 is receiving that now is very different from receiving it over a 30-year period. Saying that it is the equivalent completely ignores the reality of the discounting of money over time. It's a very fundamental concept in financial practices. So even if you use very, very conservative interest rates, we're talking 1, 2, 3%, the net present value of $750,000 over 30 years amounts to, depending on what rate you use, somewhere between $400,000 to as low as $200,000. That is significantly less than the lowest appraised amount that the palace could come up with, which is $600,000. That is completely irresponsible. It's why it's a raw deal for taxpayers who own the building. And it's another example of the carelessness of the council majority, the carelessness of the mayor's office. And I'll conclude with this as far as this part of the question, is we were forwarded an amended version of the ordinance conveying the property to the palace. And what was made very clear is that council leadership, led by Richard Conti, were in direct contact with the palace attorney and other members of the board to put the terms and conditions of the deal in the ordinance. The palace essentially wrote the ordinance that conveyed the property to them. And in that email thread, they made it clear to council leadership, and they, of course, submitted that they wanted to get this passed Monday night so they could start their fundraising efforts as soon as possible. So what Richard Conte did, at the request, no doubt, of Mayor Sheehan, is to rush this through, even though the Corporation Council, the head attorney for the city of Albany, in that same email thread recommended highly that we put the brakes on this and wait until the full components of the deal are before the council. But that's not what the mayor wanted, and that was the directive given to Richard Conte and his flock on the council, voted to convey this valuable piece of property for peanuts.
Now, there's an issue that I've mentioned several times, and I'm going to mention it again. The mayor, of course, Kathy Sheehan is the mayor of the city of Albany, but she's also on the board of directors for the palace. I find so egregious. I find that such a conflict of interest. And, you know, this should have been a public outcry as to, you know, you can't serve both masters. Which one do you want to serve? Do you want to serve your cronies on the palace? Do you want to serve the people of the city of Albany? And that didn't happen. And that, I think, is the main crux of the problem.
Oh, that's a huge part of the problem. As a board member of the palace, the mayor has a fiduciary responsibility to the palace theater, whether or not she's a voting member. The argument is often made by her allies that she's a non-voting member. Well, that's neither here nor there. She certainly has influence as a member, and I would imagine significant influence being the mayor of the city of Albany. So as mayor of the city of Albany, she also has a fiduciary responsibility to the city. So in this situation between the city of Albany and the palace, those dueling fiduciary responsibilities are and were in conflict, as you say. So when I gave my remarks on the floor, I did bring up this matter, and I said if the council does decide to move forward and convey the Palace Theater to the Palace Board, the mayor should either resign immediately from the Palace Board of Directors or completely and entirely recuse herself from any negotiating of any further deals with the Palace Theater, because, like you said, you cannot be serving two masters. And quite frankly, as mayor, you would hope that her primary concern is are the residents of the city of Albany and not the Palace Board. But given the language of the ordinance, and given that it was made very clear that the administration wanted this moved through the council as quickly as possible, it seemed to me that the mayor put the interests of the Palace Board over the interests of taxpayers. Unfortunately, that's nothing new under this administration. We see it all the time with various economic development initiatives, where we see corporate welfare being dished out in a completely irresponsible, unfettered manner. And the bottom line is that problem with insiderism within City Hall. If you're a political donor, if you're a friend of the mayor's, you get the inside track. You get a sweet deal. You get a 0% zero interest 30-year financing arrangement for a beautiful, extremely valuable property. That's what happened with the Palace Board. So, yeah, it is a conflict. And if we had a council that was actually independent, we could have come up not only with a better deal for the people who own that building, city residents, but we could have also made it very clear that the mayor should either resign, as I said, from the palace board or recuse herself from contract negotiations with the palace.
Now, is the palace theater tax exempt?
Yes, it is. As a 501c3, it is tax exempt. And see, this is, you raise another important point, Cynthia, because, you know, let's say the palace secures the tens of millions of dollars needed to expand. Let's just assume that for a moment. Let's say they get that tomorrow. And let's assume for the sake of this conversation that 10 years down the road, the project is complete and they have expanded, that their operating revenues in the millions of dollars and they're doing very well as an entity. We would still be locked into this outrageous deal of $25,000 a year, even while the palace at that point, under the assumptions we just made in this for the purposes of this conversation, the palace has significantly expanded. Their operating revenue has gone up dramatically, yet we're locked into a horrific deal for the city, while they're essentially getting the building for free. That's totally unacceptable. It's short-sighted. If we actually sat down and hammered out a deal with there's an interest to hammer out a deal with the palace that benefited city taxpayers, then you'd see a very different result than what we saw on Monday. But again, what the mayor wants is what the mayor gets, because the mayor enjoys a majority on the common council. And actually, in this situation, it was very disappointing to see folks like council members O'Brien and Bailey vote for a deal that was so blatantly contrary to the interests of taxpayers and, in my view, blatantly in conflict with the state constitution, which very clearly prohibits the gifting of public property.
Now, were there a lot of people at the meeting, and what was the consensus?
There were a lot of people at the meeting. There were a lot of folks who were there from the palace board, the vast majority of whom don't live in the city of Albany. Some do, but the vast majority do not. Those who spoke as, you know, everyday Albany residents, taxpayers, you know, those who have a share in the ownership of the building, who had no horse in the race, the vast majority, I think maybe with one exception, made it very clear that this was an outrageous deal. And it is. I mean, you don't need to be an expert in real estate and finances and appraising properties to realize that selling the Palace Theater for $750,000 over a 30-year period is absolutely a sweetheart arrangement. It's not fair at all for the people who own it. And that kind of arrangement would not fly in the private sector or in the governmental sector, if we actually in the governmental sector that is ethical and puts taxpayers first.
Jed, I know you're busy and you probably have to get back to work. So there's going to be many, many issues coming down the pike.
Oh, sure.
That we can talk about, that I can talk about with Frank, that I could talk about with Dan Platt, and maybe Kathy Sheehan, and hopefully a Republican candidate. So thanks, Jed, for taking the time to explain
this. Always a pleasure, Cynthia.
I invite all Common Council members who would like to speak up about this interview, this issue, to contact me at Focus on Albany on Twitter, and please come on Focus on Albany and share your thoughts as to why you voted for this particular piece of legislation. Jed, thanks so much. We'll talk again. You've been listening to Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment, hashtag Focus on Albany. Jed, thank you, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great day.